This is Terry Mandel, DO Dick Cheney, an attorney letter to a Rich Bucherri, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Bucherri, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Dalton Turney, please note the following medical letter, period. Dalton is D-A-L-T-O-N, last name T-U-R-N-E-Y, period. On April 22nd, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 48-year-old male, height 5'11", weight 330 pounds, period. He was involved in an automobile accident on or about July 19th, 2024, period. The patient was a driver with a seatbelt on, period. He denied loss of consciousness but did sustain injury, period. The vehicle was totaled, not drivable, period. Airbag deployed, period. The patient hit his hands and right knee on the vehicle, period. The patient was in an F-150 truck, period. The other vehicle ran a red light, hitting the patient's vehicle and the driver's door, period. He had immediate pain in his head, comma, ears, comma, right elbow, comma, low back, comma, bilateral knees with his right being greater than left, comma, left and right shoulder and arms, comma, abdomen, comma, and neck, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, he is still experiencing nausea and occasional abdominal pain, comma, right knee pain, comma, and low back pain, period. He occasionally has pain in the bilateral elbows, with the right being greater than the left, period. New paragraph. His abdominal pain is described as sharp and occurring on the average of every other month, period. He does have persistent nausea, especially when he rides in the vehicle and there is extreme motion or any large turning, period. This nausea occurs daily, period. New paragraph. The right knee pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. He describes a physical deformity of a dent, period. The pain is constant, period. It is a burning, stabbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 2 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The low back pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is a constant pain, period. It is a piercing, burning type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 2 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the right leg to the knee and occasionally to the ankles, period. It has occasional pins and needle sensation as well, period. New paragraph. The elbow pain is bilaterally, period. The right is greater than the left, period. It is worse with activity, period. It occurs approximately 2 times per month, period. New paragraph. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient, as he was seen at American Family Health Network in Greenfield. He was seen by his family doctor, who did an examination, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with work, comma, yard work, comma, lifting over 60 pounds, comma, walking over 3 miles, comma, and sleeping, period. New paragraph. Medications include Adderall. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines, including ibuprofen, as well as exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for ADHD and hypothyroidism, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for the right hand, comma, eardrum, comma, and tonsils, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never had persistent nausea in the past, period. The patient never had abdominal issues in the past, period. The patient never had a right knee injury or pain in the past, period. The patient never injured his low back, but did have routine chiropractic care for dull aches in his entire back as maintenance, period. The patient has not had spinal injuries, period. The patient did see a chiropractor for about 10 years. But always for routine care, period. The patient never injured his elbows in the past, period. The patient has not had prior serious automobile accidents, only minor accidents, period. He had a minor accident in 2015 without treatment, period. The patient has not had work injuries, period. He fractured his right hand about 10 years ago and did have surgery, period. New paragraph. Occupation. The patient is a semi-mechanic, presently only working in management, as he is unable to do any physical aspect of being a semi-mechanic, period. He did this activity full-time in the past, period. The patient is an owner and presently can only supervise and not do the physical activity, period. He has been unable to return to the physical aspect of his work from the date of the automobile accident up until present, period. He tried to return to work doing the physical activity. He attempted this for 1 month, and this was last tried 2 months ago without success, period. He also attempted this 8 weeks after the automobile accident for a period of 3 days, but was unable, period. The patient is optimistic that he wants to try to return to work, but not sure if that is realistic, period. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing the IME, do feel that the time missed from physical activity at work was appropriate and necessary, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings. Optimum Health Network office visit, August 6, 2024. 27-year-old male who presents for follow-up on his HDHD and also a motor vehicle accident that occurred, period. He was involved with a collision of someone else that was in a high-speed chase, period, was T-boned, period. He did not go to the hospital at that time, was checked out by EMS, period. The impact was on the passenger side, comma, but a lot of bruising over his right lower abdomen, period. Neck is still hurt, period. He is having numbness and tingling in his arms, period. The airbags did deploy, period. He has significant bruising and pain in his left lower abdomen now. It was initially on the right side, period. It was hard for him to drive for the visit today due to severe pain, period. He continues to experience neck pain associated with numbness and tingling in his arm, period. His knees have been hurting severely right after the accident, comma. He continues to have ringing in his bilateral ears, comma, mostly left ear, period. He also has been complaining of intermittent tingling in his arm, period. Intake comments, still pretty sore, comma, to the point it can cause nausea, period. Did originally have swelling to the top of the hand, period. Right collarbone and neck still hurt, period. Was having numbness and tingling in his arm, period. On physical examination, abdomen, bruising is still present over the lower abdomen, comma, very tender to palpation, period. Assessment 1, traumatic ecchymosis of abdominal wall. 2, MVA, restrained passenger. Physical therapy may be beneficial. However, the majority of symptoms are soft tissue, such as superficial nerve injury, period. End of report. Indiana officer standard crash report, July 18th, 2024. On Friday, July 19th, 2024, responded to crash on Emerson Avenue at the intersection of Edgewood Avenue, and the road surface was dry, period. Driver 1 did not provide a statement due to an ongoing police investigation, period. It is known that at one point, Driver 1 was fleeing from police via Vehicle 1, period. End of report. I also reviewed several photographs, including the severe damage to the vehicle, as well as the severe ecchymosis and trauma to the patient's abdominal regions and other areas, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME, have found that all of his treatment as outlined above, as well as his missed work, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, and medically necessary and due to the automobile accident of July 19th, 2024, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me today, Dr. Mandel, the patient presented with an abnormal flex gait, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Cervical examination was unremarkable, period. Thyroid examination, unremarkable, period. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs, clear, period. Abdominal examination revealed palpable tenderness in the bilateral lower quadrants, with the right being greater than the left, period. There was diminished bowel sounds in all abdominal regions, period. Examination of the left knee was unremarkable, period. The right knee was abnormal with an abnormal appearance, period. There was loss of tissue with questionable necrosis with an indented 2.5 centimeter circular loss of tissue, which is consistent with the area that the patient describes as a dent, period. There was 10% swelling of the right knee, period. There was diminished range of motion of the right knee with flexion diminished by 12 degrees, period. There was crepitance, heat, and tenderness on palpation of the right knee, period. Examination of the thoracic area was unremarkable, period. Examination of the lumbar area had loss of normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation, period. There was diminished strength in the lumbar area, period. Lumbar flexion was diminished by 24 degrees, period. Straight leg raising abnormal at 56 degrees on the right and 84 degrees on the left, period. Examination of the right elbow was normal, period. I meant to say examination of the left elbow was normal, but examination of the right elbow did exhibit slightly diminished range of motion and tenderness on range of motion, period. Neurological examination revealed a diminished right knee-jerk reflex at 1 over 4, period. There was diminished sensation involving the right arch of the foot in the dorsal right foot, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are 1, abdominal trauma, comma, pain, comma, nausea, comma, and diffuse ecchymosis, period. Number 2, right knee trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain. Number 3, low back, comma, trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and radiculopathy, period. Next number, bilateral elbow pain, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and trauma. Next number, neck trauma, comma, strain, comma, and radiculopathy improved. Next number, head trauma with tinnitus improved, period. The above diagnoses were all caused by the automobile accident of July 19th, 2024, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanency, the patient does have permanency to his abdomen, right knee, low back, and right elbow, period. By permanency, I'm meaning the patient will have persistent problems with nausea and occasional pain in his abdomen, comma, diminished range of motion and pain in the right knee, comma, diminished range of motion and pain in the low back, and diminished range of motion and pain in the right elbow for the remainder of his life, period. As the patient ages, he would be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in his right knee, low back, and right elbow, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Ongoing over-the-counter medications will cost approximately $95 a month for the remainder of his life, period. A back and knee brace will be necessary at a cost of $400 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. Some injections in his back will cost approximately $2,500, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. An MRI to the low back and right knee would be advisable at a cost of $5,000, period. A GI workup for his nausea would be prudent as well, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, deal end of dictation.